silver haze from this past week, but it's nice and pleasant out there, a little warm. You might have to have an umbrella or a hat. It's a big shout out to, I think today was the inaugural opening of the Indian or Native American market down at Minnehaha Park near the falls there. That was going to originally be at near Ouamani. Down, I forget what they're calling that park now that runs along the river, but there was a conflict there with the Stone Arch Bridge Festival, which is no longer on the east side of the river at Father Hennepin Bluffs Park. It's now on the west side of the river. So all those artists and of all kinds there at Minnehaha Park over there near, I guess, near Sea Salt. I shouldn't plug them too much, even though that's one of my favorite restaurants in the Twin Cities seafood. Okay, it is 6 o'clock. So, as I said, it's a warm evening here, and you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, and streaming around the planet at kfai.org. We are the community's true voice, the true voice, and we have been for 45 years now. Coming up next is Good Medicine with your host, Roya Taylor.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Forget that last one. My apologies to all of our Ho-Chunk relatives out there, especially to Robert Pilot. So anyway, I know how to say thank you, but that won't do for this. So welcome to Good Medicine. I'm your host, Roya Taylor, and just want to let you know that you're listening to KFEI Fresh Air Community Radio 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and around the world at KFEI.org, the community's true voice. So we used to say that radio without boundaries, radio free without boundaries, I guess kind of like radio free Europe in the old days during the Cold War. That's kind of dating me as well. So, but sincerely, welcome to all of our relatives out there, both native and non-native, all of our allies. And we're in the middle of Pride Month, so all of our supporters as well, LGBTQ, and those who are relatives and family to individuals, you know, like myself. So we appreciate you, and we're going to continue to celebrate this month. And who knows, I might even wind up with a few LGBTQ artists tonight on the program. Once again, I am in the studio alone again, like Gilbert O'Sullivan said years ago, and alone again, naturally. But that was kind of my intention. You know, I was really exhausted mentally, emotionally, even spiritually, I suppose, certainly creatively, after our Turtle Island Voices Rising 2023 version. In fact, I just had a chance today to deliver a preliminary report to the general manager, and we were talking about it, and she was telling me, you know, you can go into virtual DJ and just kind of play around with that and create some playlists. So I'm really up there on the high wire without a net tonight, because I didn't put together a block of anything. I'm just going to open up the AI here and let it rip. Laissez les bons temps rouler, as they say in New Orleans. Let the good times roll. So, well, we always start off with our theme song, and that is Carlos Decay Jazz Quartet with the Low Valley. And that's a jazz version of a traditional native flute song. So I hope you enjoyed that as well. And then right after that, I did find this on Virtual DJ, and that's the Garter Dance by Joanne Shenandoah in a few minutes here after I finish yapping. I'm going to play something else from her as well because I just love her music. You know, she was so versatile. She started out as a folk singer, and then she became more of a romantic balladeer. And then she also put together so many movement songs, and she was such a great spokesperson, matriarch, a sister, mother, grandmother, and partner to her husband while she was alive. We lost her about 2 years ago now, 3 years ago, before the pandemic. And she had been ill, and but as I've told you in the past, I was very fortunate to spend some time with her about a morning about 4 years ago when she was in town performing at the, I believe it was at the Cedar across the street here. And so we just had a great time, got well acquainted, and she never made it back. So somewhere in the archives, too, I have a live performance of her in the studio that we recorded. So we can bring that up sometime, someday. And but for now, she had such an extensive catalog, and I was describing you for her, the repertoire and the genres that she sang in. She performed for popes and for world leaders as well, and with many luminaries from music and stage as well. That was a garter dance that accompanying her on that. That was off of Songs of Life from 1998. And I'm trying to, I saw the name of the male voice that was also included on that. And Lawrence Laughing, that was Orinda. So you can look that up. She is so prolific. There's so many different ways you can access her music. And like I said, we'll have more from her in just a moment or two. So like I said, throughout the program, I'm just going to open up. I just typed in Native American and see what comes up. Some of it I don't know. Some of it I've never heard before. Some of it I'm familiar with. Some of it quite old. But that's great because the artificial intelligence is picking up and realizing that we're still here, as we say, very resilient as well. So we're going to be around for a long time. Well, let's go ahead. I'm going to play this next track, and then we'll probably go right into another Joanne Shenandoah composition and performance. This is off that same long play, Orinda, and this is Across the Sky.
Sagani Kavanaj Pelapid Sagani Kavanaj Keshishetu Ovalara Kanagash Pilolo Imonane Kafel Kranashi Tuliki tupitashi to Mishishaga lanani Imonane kafel kranashit Tuliki tupitashi to Mishishaga lanani 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 Sagini Kavinash Pelapid Sagini Kavinash Keshishetu Ovalara Kanagash Pilolo Imunane Kafel Kranashi Tuliki tupitashi to Mishishaga lanani Imonane kafel kranashit Tuliki tupitashi to Mishishaga lanani Lanani lanani
gonna we oh, we gonna we oh, why yeah, why yeah, we gonna we oh, why yeah, why yeah.
Welcome back to KFEI. This is Good Medicine. I'm your host, Roya Taylor, and I am transgender feminine, or trans femme is another way to refer to it. So I am a two-spirit, non-binary female presenting, expressing, and identifying with. Just wanted to get that out there. I guess a stamp of identification during this month of Pride, so the T in the LGBTQIA and allies there as well. So I've enjoyed this process of transition. There have been some ups and downs. I've shared that with you. You know, some of it's physical, some emotional, some mental, some cultural as well. Certainly political. I've appeared down at the Mill City Museum and down at Story Arts Fest. And looking forward to continuing to tell my story as well, sharing it here with staff and other programmers at KFEI. I was listening this afternoon after I left the station after that meeting with the GM and got a chance to hear the wonderful hosts Carla and Eve conversing with our GM, Nora Doherty, about the 24 hours of Pride programming next Thursday. It's going to be beginning at midnight on Thursday morning all the way through until almost, they were trying to get it very precise, like 1200, or I don't know what that would be in Greenwich Mean Time, but all the way down to 1159 Central Daylight Time, or as Turtle Island Time, as we refer to it around here at Good Medicine as well. And they had some very nice things to say about me. I appreciate that, or I should say us, we, because I do identify with she, her, and they, them pronouns. I just love those two in their program at 2 o'clock every Friday afternoon. That's Corazon Latino. You can get always some great selections of great Latin rhythms, love songs, classic artists, even some, you know, mainstream American artists who are influenced by Latin rhythms and Latin sounds. And so I just appreciate those. I love listening to their voices. It's got that real soft, silky, smoky, smoothy sound. So I love you. This is a big shout out to Carla and Eve as well on Corazon Latino every Friday afternoon. So hopefully someday they'll let me sub in with them. I would love that. We could all trade our voices together and create a little chorus. All right, we're about a third of the way through this evening, and I'm going to take a break here. And when I come back, I'm going to share with you a little excerpt from this report that was released today. If you've been paying attention, I hope you have. I hope you're not sleepwalking through history, as one author wrote about it in the 1980s, about Ronald Reagan, president. Sleepwalking through history, yeah, okay. So wake up, wake up, wake up, as we used to say on Indigeneity Rising, and wake up, as Robert Pilot says. So here we go with a few messages to help support us keep things going around here at KFAI, the people's true voice, the community's true voice.
Programming on KFAI is supported by Southside Pride Monthly Newspaper. Locally owned and operated, Southside Pride supports the racial and cultural diversity of the many neighborhoods that make up South Minneapolis. More information is available at southsidepride.com.
When it comes to mental health, connecting with others can be a way forward. Whether you're struggling or know someone who struggles, see connection as a comfort, hope, and joy. Like sending a text, sharing a moment, offering a hug. Together, we can find ways to create a path forward. For more information, visit mentalhealth.org.
Oh,
Oh, ha ha. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. God, I felt like I was at the powwow. You know, when I started Good Medicine, and I was kind of thinking it through, letting the Spirit go through me, and I was getting ready to propose it to Miguel and Nora, I thought to myself, I don't want to become another powwow music program and let that dominate, even though, you know, I come out of that tradition, at least on my dad's side. And on my mom's side, it was all like gospel singing, although they did have traditional Choctaw singing around the green corn dances and other events like that down in Mississippi, or what's now referred to as the state of Mississippi. But my dad was Central Plains, Pawnee and Cheyenne, and he had half-brothers who were also Kiowa as well. And they were married into Comanche and Arapaho. So we had a lot of time that we spent at powwows, dances in the wintertime, special dances at Veterans Day, Mother's Day, and other calendar events around the year. So, but my repertoire or my knowledge is limited to only Southern Plains now, having grown up in Oklahoma. And if you listen to Grand Entry on Friday mornings at 6 to 8 with Alfred Walking Bull, who's Lakota here. He's just a wonderful host, a wonderful person, and he's kind of a resident powwow music expert here. He just knows so many, all the way, drum groups and tribal songs, all the way up into Canada as well. So I thought, well, Miguel and Mason have put this together for us in these interludes here, coming back the bumper music in between. And so that was, let's see, what did it say? It was Eagle. That's just an intertribal. Here we go. Eastern Eagle. So I hope you enjoyed that. Well, earlier before the break, we did set up with, again, that last song from, that was All My Relations with Joanne Shenandoah as well. So just a wonderful voice, wonderful melodies there that she shared on that album. All right, I told you I was going to share with you just an excerpt from this report that was released this morning. This is the Department of Justice, the U.S. Department of Justice, looking at the City of Minneapolis Police Department in light of what happened 3 years ago with the murder of George Floyd and the aftermath of that, but also going back quite a few years, looking at police conduct, police misconduct, police culture, the blue wall, I guess mentality as well, toxicity, I guess you can't say toxic masculinity, because we do have other individuals in the police department who are not just masculine. So, you know, it's something that just seems to permeate that whole culture and mentality. And I have my own thoughts about it, but let's let the Attorney General Merrick Garland, who presented these findings. It's a 92-page report. All you have to do is go to U.S. Department of Justice and then log into Minneapolis Police Department here. But I'll pull something out here. This is off of page 41 out of 92 pages. It says, MPD unlawfully discriminates against Black and American Native American people when using force during stops. So let me let you read. That's just one of the sections that focuses on Native Americans. But here, I wanted to read you a section, and it can either incite you, it can chill you, it can rile you up, incite you, and I'm not saying do that. Don't act on that, please. It says, our analysis found even starker discrimination in certain parts of Minneapolis. For example, from May 25th, 2020 to August 8th, 2022, that's just the span of a few months over the summertime, in the third precinct, the one that was destroyed, where many Native Americans live and where supervisors, these are police officers, told us the, quote, cowboys, unquote, want to work. MPD used force 49% more often during stops involving Black people and 69% more often during stops involving Native American people than they did during similar stops involving white people. And during that same period, officers in the predominantly white 5th precinct used, the 3rd precinct is up on the north side where there's a large concentration of African American. The 5th precinct is the one that was destroyed. Used force against black people 44% more often than against white people during similar stops. It says, our analysis shows that these precinct-level disparities are not explained by differences in people's behavior. The reason MPD documented for the stop, the offenses, the demographic makeup of the precinct, or even possible differences in policing strategies in different precincts. Indeed, black and Native American people in Minneapolis face a higher risk of having force used against them during stops throughout the cities. And the racial disparities we found are unlikely to be based on race-neutral factors. MPD unlawfully discriminates against the black and Native American population in stops by using force disproportionately. So that's what I was telling you here. There are several sections. This is the investigation of the city of Minneapolis and the Minneapolis Police Department by the Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office, the District of Minnesota, the Civil Division. They have a whole section on findings. Minneapolis violates people's First Amendment rights and lawfully discriminates against black and Native American people while enforcing the law. Uses excessive force in violation of the Fourth Amendment. Violates the Americans with Disabilities Act, disabled individuals, which would include also mental health problems. And then on and on, contributing causes of violations, so, and some recommendations as well. So check that out. I mean, it's disturbing. And I know I've had my own encounters with police officers, and you know, we have people of color, but as we saw in the trial of Derek Chauvin, you know, Officer Tao and Officer King, both people of color, just stood by and watched or prevented anybody from intervening or basically deferred to Derek Chauvin in the murder of George Floyd. So, you know, that's why I say it is a blue problem. It is not just a white problem, but it is exacerbated by this cowboy mentality, this combat mentality that seems to exist, the militarization of police departments around the country. And that's intentional. It's part of this larger political milieu that we find ourselves in, which, you know, some people say started as early as Richard Nixon in his the South, the silent American as an electoral strategy to separate the country and the most likely voters. And we saw even in those days the intimidation of black, Latino, and Native American voters and their ability to get to polls, making it difficult for them. Not unlike what we're seeing today with the current conservative Republican agenda. But, you know, if you ever read somebody, go to Heather Richardson online, and she writes some wonderful reporting about how this is all traceable back to the Civil War and the South not being able to come to terms with their racism, their economic hegemony, and being the beneficiaries of a corrupt system. Now I'm going to get on my high horse talking about capitalism, but I would say it even goes back further to the founding, the establishing of this nation through violence. It seems that was just a tactic used first by the Spanish and then certainly by the French up in the Great Lakes area and then the English and then the Americans. So very disturbing reading, but I would encourage you to go ahead. We have to do that. We can't avert our eyes. All right. Well, since we did have a little powwow music, I thought I'd go back to that for a little while here. We're going to, again, off virtual DJ. So these are just things that are coming up, and I'm going to play them. I don't know what they're like. I can guarantee you they're FCC compliant, though, because we always get little indicators here. That's what's really nice about this AI. Maybe you disagree with me, the intrusion of artificial intelligence. But here goes with Victory Song by the Blackstone Singers.
Shout out to my black magic. soul of the Southside Juneteenth Festival, a celebration of Black culture and the healing power of community, Monday, June 19th, from 12 to 8 p.m. Enjoy an amazing music lineup at the Hook and Ladder Theater. Vibe with healing and an immersive art walk outside of Moon Palace Books. Children's activities and more inside of Moon Palace, and a Black vendors market and a beer garden at the Arbiter Brewing Co. All on Juneteenth. For more information, visit soulofthesouthside.com. Soul of the Southside is brought to you by the Legacy Building, the Coliseum Building, and KRSM. soulofthesouthside.com for the full schedule and all the details. See you on Juneteenth.
We're out here celebrating Juneteenth.
Programming on KFAI is brought to you by Hennepin County. We all need to think about our mental well-being. We need to be checking in on each other for support. Have you checked on your people lately? Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. SeeMentalHealth.org.
Welcome back to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and streaming around the world at KFAI.org. It just occurred to me, I wonder if I'm sounding like our good friend and relative, Willie Dominguez, who's on Saturday afternoons with Sabado Alegre, the community's, we are the community's true voice. But yeah, I love Willie's program as well on Saturday. I've shared with you all of the wonderful programs, particularly the indigenous and native programmers here on Fridays, Don Eubanks and Counter Stories, and then the brothers and sisters, Cole Primo and Leah Lem, on Native Lights earlier in the afternoon, and then Robert Pilot with the best of I'm Awake Native Roots Radio, following us right here at 7 p.m. Okay, just a reminder, support for this program comes from KFEI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and programming on KFEI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota. Again, just a reminder, next Thursday, starting at 12, I don't know if you call that 12 midnight, 12 a.m., but it's the start of the day. All the way through until 11:59 the next night, we're going to have 24 hours of Pride programming, LGBTQ focus, centering, and promoting. And KFEI is a proud member. You know, we host every Thursday night at 7 p.m. with rotating hosts. Dixie Tricolo is one of the primary ones who's been with that program for almost over 30 years. And that is the longest running queer LGBT program. Well, it was just lesbian, gay, and bisexual program in the country here on this little old community radio station here in Minneapolis. So check that out. Fresh Fruit. And I know they're going to be on next Thursday as well. There's a lot going on here with Pride activities and celebration. We'll tell you more about that as we start Pride weekend next week. I'm going to try and make it down there, not only for the parade, but maybe even staffing the trans girls table there. I think we're going to have something to greet the public as well. So it's going to be a wonderful, it's turning out to be a great month. We're still, you know, celebrating with our relatives up north, Aboriginal and Indigenous Peoples Day there in Canada as well. Okay, before the break, we heard from a victory song from the Blackstone Singers, and that was a Prairie Chicken Dance, Blackfoot Crossing Singers. I love those. You know, down south, see, this is an example where they call it a chicken dance up here, but down south we call it trick song. You can hear that, you know, kind of the slow beat that's kind of leading up to it, and then it slows down, and then you can hear the dancers shaking their legs with the bells on them, and then they take off, and sometimes they stop just immediately. And boy, if you're out of step, you're out of motion, you're out of the contest. So get your scorecards out, and I'll tell you which ones to vote for here. All right. Let's see. Oh, you know what? I wanted to just share with you a couple of events that are going on. Some great friends tomorrow, in fact. In particular, I told her I would stop by. Let's see if I can pull this up here. Here we go. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., Nina Janis Art Market. That's Nina Janis One of Ones. And that's going to be a Flavor and Coffee and Cafe in St. Paul. It's an opportunity to shop and visit with various Native artists and businesses. And I can't remember who's coming by tomorrow, but it is to support the missing and murdered Indigenous women's boys basketball team and their trip to the Native American Basketball Invitational in July. That's our good friend, I think, Jennifer Adams is going to be the host. And Brooke LaFlo, she was on with me about a year ago when the Final Four for women's was here in town. So Brooke is a former Division I basketball player. So I'm going to stop by there. That's over in St. Paul, right off of the, what is that, the green line, I guess? Or is it the blue line? I can't remember. Anyway, and I was trying to find this announcement from Taisha Will, and she's a good friend, partner to another good friend of mine, and someone who's directed me in place. But Taisha is an herbalist. She is Chicana, Bruja, and she's originally from Peru. So I love her. She's so beautiful. She really expresses her femininity in a two-spirit way. She's going to be down at the Lakes and Brewing Brewery, microbrewery here in Minneapolis. I think that's off of, it might be First Avenue or Blaisdell. I can't remember. I think it's Blaisdell. And anyway, she's going to be there from 12 to 4, I believe. Go down and check out some of her health products, her healing products, medicine, all from an indigenous Latin perspective. I'm also going to try and stop by there as well. And then let's see here. I know I had a couple of others I was going to share with you. These are a little bit further off, but they are also good friends. Just got a notice this past week. Here we go. It's a single release next Friday, July 21st at 7 p.m. at KJ's Hideaway in downtown St. Paul. That's Common Practice. Liz Cates, Dakota, fronts that band. She's a good friend. She's played my daughter on stage as well. She says, when you review us, be like, they sounded nice. And please come out and say encouraging things. We're sensitive and care about our art being perceived. Liz has got a wonderful sense of humor. That's KJ's Hideaway. Next Friday night, July 21st, 7 p.m. It's their single release, The Common Practice. They're also going to be at the Stone Arch Bridge Festival, I believe, tomorrow afternoon or Sunday afternoon. So check that out, Stone Arch Bridge Festival, Minneapolis Parks and Recreation Board. You'll be able to find out when they're playing. And then, I just saw this. Jada Samuels, who's the granddaughter of a good friend of mine here at Anishinaabe, Shelly Diaz. Jada is African-American and Anishinaabe, and she is a soul jazz singer. I've heard her perform as well down by the river. She's going to be part of the Southside Festival that we were just promoting there. That's going to be over at the, well, I thought she was going to be, it says, at the Hook and Ladder, but maybe that announcement. Yeah, it says Hook and Ladder, 3010 Minnehaha Avenue. That's Monday, June 9th. So this coming Monday, Juneteenth. It's a Juneteenth festival celebration, 12 a.m. to 8 p.m. or 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. I don't know when Jada will be appearing, but go over there and just check out the wonderful music and community building as well. So hopefully, I'm glad we got all of those in as well. I don't know how much time. I'll have to save this for later. I was going to try and read some selections from at least two books that I've been reading. Sometimes people ask me, they used to say, Roy, what are you reading that's interesting? And I would say in my best Walter Cronkite voice, you know, now I get to say, let me tell you, I was reading a Harlequin romance. No, I still read a lot of non-history. I still read non-history. Non-fiction, I guess. So history and the like, I'm also, trying to read a little more creatively because I am taking a writing class at the Guthrie Theater on Thursday nights, taught by the wonderful Blossom Johnson. Danae, she's a celebrated playwright around town. And one of the plays that she asked us to read was Women of the Fur Trade by Frances Konkin, who is Métis. So I'll read a selection of that right now, and then we'll. I also got a wonderful gift. I just want to give her a shout out. That's Deborah Young. She is Anishinaabe from Michigan originally. She's in New York City now, though. She was telling me, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from, you know, I just want to get that straight. I'm from Brooklyn. So she's a good friend of our son's, a very good friend, and the Youngs. So, and she gave me for my birthday, Night of the Living Res by Morgan Talty. And that's a book about growing up in Maine and the Penobscots in the 21st century. So I'll save that for another time. But since we are an art show here, I will just read a little selection here if I've got time, and then we'll finish out with maybe one last song. So bear with me. This is from Women of the Fur Trade. It's between three sisters who have all kinds of different motivations. But this is the 12th scene of the play. Cecilia, Eugenia, and Marie Angelique kneel to pray. They each make the sign of the cross. Eugenia does this badly. Cecilia, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Marie Angelique, are you there, God? It's me, Marie Angelique. Eugenia, sup? Cecilia, I pray for your divine forgiveness. Marie Angelique, I don't know if you're real, but... Eugenia, do I just ask you for what I want? Cecilia, on behalf of myself, my husband, and Louis Riel. Marie Angelique, I endeavor to be prime minister now, a person with purpose, not merely the wife of a purposeful man. Eugenia, is that how this works? Marie Angelique, I ask for your help if you are there, if you are listening. Cecilia, I feel weaker every day, but I shall not waste prayers on myself. Marie Angelique, please let Louis through the gates and into heaven if that's a thing you do. Eugenia, I want you to be nice to my friend Louis. He's done some real dope. I think you'd be proud if you're, well, I don't know, your political affiliation. So, Marie Angelique, he has a good heart and a noble mind. Cecilia, I pray for the divine forgiveness of my husband and the forgiveness of my friends. Marie Angelique, I shall never forgive our oppressors. Eugenia, forgiveness is not ours to give. Marie Angelique, I'd like to ask you about rigging elections. Cecilia, and a final prayer for Louis Riel. Marie Angelique, but this seems like the wrong time. Eugenia, he is on his journey home. Cecilia, Eugenia, and Marie Angelique in unison. A final prayer for all our heroes, a prayer for a disappearing people, a prayer for a dying way of life. There you go. That's just a portion of the last scene from Women of the Fur Trade by Frances Conkin. She is Métis herself. And just thought I would share that with you. I love that. We're going to read some more poetry, and we'll have more guests on here who are poets in the future. Let me see here. Just trying to... Maybe I should close my eyes and just see what comes up, and then we'll play it here, and then we'll lead up to... Well, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm sorry we didn't get more music in tonight, but thank you, Nora, for this suggestion about just letting the AI take over here. Native intelligence, oh, it's pretty good. It's helped us survive for some time here. Okay. All right, I've got a few more messages to play, and then we'll be closing out with Good Medicine, We Are the World. So here we go.
When it comes to mental health, connecting with others can be a way forward. Whether you're struggling or know someone who struggles, see connection as a comfort, hope, and joy. Like sending a text, sharing a moment, offering a hug. Together, we can find ways to create a path forward. For more information, visit mentalhealth.org.
Bonjour, my name is Leanne Johnson. I am from First Nations Kuchiching and Boys Fort. Right now, I am the high school social worker for Hibbing High School. Especially with our community of Indigenous people. Once we look at culture, research is backing it up that they say a lot of it, we can start that healing process. And when we talk a little bit about, you know, how we talk about suicide, a lot of times we get kind of concerned about, do we bring it up? Do we, talk about it, but the best thing that we can do is to be really direct, talk open about it, be matter of fact about suicide. You know, when I talk to kids about it, it's, I do it. Do you have a plan? You know, I've had kids look at me and almost in relief that I said it, you know, that they're talking about it and we can just have this conversation. 988 is a national hotline. If you're having suicidal thoughts, this would be the place for you to either call or text. They will route that number and you'll be able to talk with somebody to help you get through those emotions. The 988 Lifeline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Help is available, healing is possible, and you are not alone. Thanks for listening and be kind to yourself.
The 988 Lifeline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Simply call or text 988. This message was produced by Ampers with support from the Minnesota Department of Health.
Welcome back, all you darlings out there, all my wonderful relatives. All right, we're about ready to wrap it up here. I got to jump in my little steel pony and head on out, take those pearls and earrings off, kick off those heels, take out the pantyhose and the bra. Ladies, don't you love that when that feeling? But and relax for the rest of the evening. I hope you have enjoyed this little experiment using the artificial intelligence. I think we played some great music, had some great conversation with myself. I have a lot of those, you know, talking to myself and all the multiple personalities. And certainly that big one now of Roya, and not few and fewer conversations with Roy, I guess, than in the past. So we're going to close out here with Good Medicine. But remember, Robert Pilot is up at 7 o'clock with I'm Awake, the best of Native Roots Radio. I've enjoyed this time with you. I hope you enjoyed it, too. I hope it brought a smile to your face and maybe a little bit of enlightenment. And I'll look forward to seeing you here next week, the same time, 6 p.m. Turtle Island time, here at KFAI Fresh Air Radio. And remember, I hope we made our ancestors proud tonight and that we are all beholden to the Dakota, Anishinaabe, and Ho-Chunk people that were here before us. And that's, we're at KFEI, we're broadcasting from deep in the heart of those people's territory. So here we go with some good medicine. Good medicine, we are the world. Good medicine today, good medicine tomorrow, and good medicine forever. Bye-bye, my relatives, all you dears out there. ¶¶